Walt Whitman once wrote that he didn't want an art that could decide presidential elections. He wanted an art to make them irrelevant. He was interested in an artist's ability to determine the feel of American experience, to become a part of the instinctive response of the people to events, to affect the quality and the costs of daily life. Whitman cared less that he would be remembered, though he certainly cared about that, than that his beliefs in the promises of American life would be lived out by other Americans, those of his time and those far beyond his time. He thought that his work might affect whether or not his country would grow and die and start over again, whether his country would, at the margins of change, maintain a soul and a vitality that could be recognized, loved, and feared far more easily than it could be defined. Yes, I'm talking about Americana. A special here on Kilm Radio in Los Angeles. Welcome to the Chill Room.
Praised be man. He is existing in milk and living in lilies. And his violin music takes place in milk and creamy emptiness. Praised be the unfolded inside petal flesh of tenderest thought. Petrels on the follying wave valleys idly sing themselves asleep. Praised be delusion, the ripple. Praised be the holy ocean of eternity. Praised be I, writing, dead already and dead again. Dipped in ancid inkle, the flammed of Tim, the Anglo-Oglo-Saxon maneuvers of old poetos. Praised be wood, it is milk. Praised be honey at the source. Praised be the embrace of soft sleep, the valor of angels and valleys of hell on earth below. Praised be the non-ending. Praised be the lights of earth, man. Praised be the watchers. Praised be my fellow man for dwelling in milk.
Pretty Polly, pretty Polly, you kissing about right. Pretty Polly, you kissing about right. I dug on your grave to turn of late night. He went up his father, and what did he find? Went up his father, and what did he find? You dug grave and a feline cry. He threw her arms around him and began for to weep. And then pretty Polly, she fell asleep. He threw the dirt over and turned away to go. Threw the dirt over her and turned away to go. Down to the river where the deep water flowed.
Carina, yeah, where you been so long? Carina, Carina, yeah, where you been so long? Having a word about you, baby. Baby, please come home. bird that whistles. I got a bird that sings. I got a bird that whistles. I got a bird that sings. But I ain't got Corina. Life don't mean a thing. About you, baby, I just can't keep from crying.
Ago. I've been told, baby, you've been bold. I won't be your boo no more. Oh, my Linda, she's a solid cinder. No, you better surrender. Oh, my Linda, she's a solid cinder. You know you better surrender. Slipping and a sliding, peeping and a hiding, I won't be your fool no more. Oh, big knife, nothing but a child. I done got hip to your child. Oh, big knife, nothing but a child. I done got hip to your child. Slipping and a sliding, peeping and a hiding, I won't be your fool no more. Slipping and a sliding, peeping and a hiding, been told a long time ago. Time ago, oh, slipping and sliding, peeping and a hiding, been told a long time ago. Oh, 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 oh. I've been told, baby, you've been bold. I won't be your fool no more.
I added in my report that we read it through with a narrow mind. They're distracting you with a war pill, man, giving false information to people. You had experience, of course. Totally bringing troops in the air. However, your unauthorized action will enable us to cut some corners. Come along now and we will get the real facts. The police patrol pounded into the home office of Lazarus and Company. Now, Mr. Winkhorst, and you, gentlemen of the board, let's have the real story and quickly. Or would you rather talk to the partisans? You dumb hicks. The information quickly. We have no time to waste with such as you. The DS stood there translucent silver, sending a solid blast of inflexible authority. All right, we'll talk. The cyclotron processes image. It's the microfilm principle. Smaller and smaller, more and more images in less space. Pound it down on a cyclotronic crystal image meal. We can take the whole fucking planet out that way up our ass in a finger stove. Image of both of us, good as he used to be. Stove, Dick. Just old showman packing our ermines, you might say.
May I visit with you about the American adventure?
The ultimate reality is in a fiction.
From the pilgrims who came here nearly 3.5 centuries ago, until this very day, people have sacrificed. They've contributed. They've built themselves into the fight and being of America. It is from them that we receive this land as a legacy.
Please, with your statement.
How do we create that necessary fiction? What language will hold still for us when we have, through incredibly, intricately, and beautifully evolved theoretical techniques, what we call thinking now, decimated any possible sense of a bedrock? Fact.
The total influence.
Event.
Economic.
Place.
Political.
Perception.
Even spiritual.
Matter itself vanishing under our increasingly brilliant relativistic gaze.
Sure, but you see now why we had to laugh till we pissed watching those dumb hicks playing around with photomontage. Like charging a regiment of tanks with an effective slingshot. The last time out of me. Continue with your statement. Sure, but you see now why we had such lookout on those dumb maroons playing around with a splintered carnival. Charging a regiment of tanks with a defective sanitarium 1917. Never could keep you guessed. Just an old truth is all. He goes into a song and dance routine, dancing off stage in 1895. It's nothing to wait and bring you back. This gentleman is a death dwarf, as you can see, manipulated by remote control. Compliments of Mr. and Mrs. D. Give me a shot, says the dwarf, and I'll tell you something interesting. Hydraulic metal hands proffer a tray of phosphorescent meal, yellow-brown in color like pulverized amber. The dwarf takes out a hypo from a silver case and shoots a pinch of the meal in the main line. Images. Millions of images. That's what I eat.
All gas, this is the captain.
Major differences remain between the positions of the two sides.
Operation order. There are perhaps only about a dozen.
There is a lot of hard work ahead.
The effect will be chilling.
Things appear to be at the breaking point. Negotiations got off to a promising start.
The image of the deprivation of basic human rights will not be settled overnight.
We need a broad outlook on history as a whole, and we need to avoid consciously or unconsciously projecting onto other cultures the feelings, ideas, and motivations we feel to be natural. And refrain from applying analytical concepts developed in our own backyards to the wild deserts and steppes of the outside world. More generally, it's the bane of the non-exact sciences or studies that they tend to become the prey to constrictive theorists. Comrade, was our system invented by scientists? No, comrade. If scientists had invented it, they'd have tried it out first on hamsters.
The effect will be chilling. Possibility for peace. The effect will be chilling. On the possibility for peace.
Right down to the moment. I got orgasms.
Well, I'm on a way down my bed.
Down
by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside, I'm on a lay down, down by the riverside, study one no more. Well, I ain't gonna study one more, I ain't gonna study one more, I ain't gonna study one more, no more, no more, no more, I ain't gonna study one more, I ain't gonna study. Down by the riverside, I'm gonna put on a long white robe. Down by the riverside, I'm gonna study one no more. Well, I ain't gonna study one no more. 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 Down by the riverside, I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield. Down by the riverside, I'm gonna study one no more. Well, I ain't gonna study one no more. 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 I ain't gonna study.
Candy of adolescent image, Panama. Who look out different? Cook you all down to decorticated mandrakes. Don't you think, Mr. D, it is in your interest to facilitate our work with the apomorphine formula? It wouldn't touch me, not with the habit I got. How do you know? Have you tried? Of course not. If I allowed anyone to develop the formula, he would be out, you understand? And it only takes one out to kick over my hypo tray. After all, you don't have much choice, Mr. D. Again, the image snapped back, fading now and flickering like an old film. I still have the boardroom reports. I can split the planet wide open tomorrow. And you, you little rat, you'll end up on ice in the ovens. Baked Alaska, we call it. Nothing like a baked Alaska fix to hold me vegetable. Always plenty wise guys waiting on the baked Alaska. Dwarf's eyes sputtered blue sparks, a reek of burning flesh billowed through them. I still mushroom planet wide open for jolly. Any hick poet shit out pleasures. Come closer and see my pictures. Show you something interesting. Come closer and watch them flop around in soiled linen. The garden boys, both of us, good as me, used to be. Sweet pictures start coming in the hang the man, up the chin. You know, beauty bear is still as good. Cock stand up spurting whitewash. Ever try his crotch when the egg cracks? Now I got all the images in backward dye, rusty black pants, delicate dukes in the locker room rubbing each other. I got screams. Burning heavens, idiot. Don't mind if I take another shot. Jimmy Sheffield is still as good as he used to be. Flash the room in pink garments. A young agent turned to the side, vomiting. Police work is not pleasant on any level, said the D.S. Turned to Winkhorst. This special priest pending notice on your dirty pharmaceuticals. Level. Well, some of my information is advantage is done with a cyclone, but like this. Say I want to heat up the mess room for you. What I do is put the lazy focal of Hiroshima and Nagasaki under my cyclone and shave.
Mama, don't you treat me wrong.
So
come and love you, Daddy, all night long, all right now. Hey, hey, all right. See the girl with the diamond ring? She knows how to shake that thing, all right now, now. Mama, tell your pa, I'm gonna send you back to Arkansas. Oh, yes, ma'am. You don't do right. Don't do right. When you see me in misery, come on, baby, see about me not yet. See me in misery. Come on, baby, see about me not yet. Hey, hey, all right. See the girl with the red dress on. She can do the birdland all night long. Yeah, yeah. What I say. What's that? What's that? What time? All right.
What comes now, folks? What comes now? Everybody, get up! But the moment they get out in the fresh air, the moment they set foot outside, they find out that the monkey on the mind is still there, and so they call it a mind habit. There's two parts to this problem. The physical can be kicked quickly, but they claim the mind habit stays for life. This is a revelation to me. It should be a revelation to you that the greatest problems of our nature is not that which is physical, but that which is in the mind. And I want to talk about your mind tonight. I want to talk about those thoughts who, like little animals, little monkeys, as this parable illustrates, begin to grow on us until they overwhelm us. Every sin, every sex act begins in the mind, and it starts as a simple little thought. You can't stop those evil thoughts sometime to come rushing by because of the things that happen to us in life. But it is another thing, and if you don't play with it, if you don't toy with it, it will leave you alone. It won't crawl on board. It won't latch itself to your mind. But if you feed it, if you toy with it, if you play with it, that little monkey, that little thought is going to grow until finally obsesses you, until it drives you, until you are totally preoccupied with it, whether it be sex, whether it be any of these things I mentioned, it will control your very life. It will drive you to act out your thoughts. You cannot find release if you've got a monkey on your mind. Driving out of every other thought. Driving out that which is decent and pure and clean. And I look at their eyes. I look in their eyes and I know they're not there for exercise. I know why they're on the dance floor. I know what is happening in the heart and the mind. I've seen it a thousand times. No matter how you justify, no matter how you try to set yourself free from it, there's only one reason you stand there gazing with evil in your eyes. Because you have it in your mind, there's a monkey on the
mind. The monkey on the mind. The monkey on the mind.
I can settle down and be doing just fine till I hear an old freight rolling down the line. Then I hurry straight home and pack. And if I didn't go, I believe I'd blow my stack. I love you, baby, but you gotta understand, when the Lord made me, he made a rambling man. Some folks might say that I'm no good, that I wouldn't settle down if I could. But when that open road starts to call in me, there's something over the hill that I gotta see. Sometimes it's hard, but you gotta understand. rambling man. I love to see the times a-passing by and to ride these rails deep God's blue sky. Let me travel this land from the mountains to the sea, 'cause that's the life I believe he meant for me. And when I'm gone and at my grave you stand, just say God's called home, you ran.